You're ready to go. You believe in it yourself, but you're trying to get it out there to the public. The public's not responding so much. What kind of spark do you think you need in order to get it really out there and get that fire started?
Well, there's no one simple answer for that. If it's still burning inside of you, you just got to keep trying different ways. Friends and colleagues, fellow hackers are great resources. So if something's burning inside of me, I'm enthusiastic about it. I tell everyone about it. And if ideas come my way, I pick up on them. They're opportunities. And if not, then even if it's burning inside of me, I did what I could. Maybe it's time to move on. These are decisions you have got to make along the way. I've certainly done projects that I hit obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, and it's just not happening. I had to do other things with my time. So, you know, it can go that way too, or it can just be something that sort of supplements me as I'm doing other things. So, yeah, so no simple answer for all that, but yeah, we just have to weigh that out continually, because what I love now isn't necessarily what I love later.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, I guess that's it. So, thanks everyone. And feel free to ask me questions the rest of the Congress or any time in our lives.
And that was Mitch Altman talking about what he does best, making TV Begones. Up next we have, what shall we got? Roll Price. Yeah, World Advice by a Road Clown. Oh, we should have it on momentarily. We're going to have the stream down, which is a up in just a couple minutes, and we'll be back to you as soon as possible. Okay, we're all set. We're going to have Rogue Advice now with Rogue Clown. Enjoy the show.
Clown, and oh wow, there's my mic. Now I'm nice and loud. Excellent. You know, it's going to be me talking until you guys call in and ask me questions. So pick up your phone, dial 212-888-9033. I'm here to answer any and all of your questions about, you know, sex, love, relationships, your broken computer, anything and everything. If I know the answer, I'll be good. I'll, you know, give advice to you straight up. And if I don't know the answer, I'll pretend I know the answer. Right now, I am in the studio alone. And, yeah, so I'm hoping somebody can call in and talk to me. Keep me entertained. Keep yourself entertained. Keep the listeners entertained. Because, you know, it kind of sucks not having anyone to give advice to. Like, I've been there before. I had an advice column when I went to law school. Here's your first piece of advice. Don't go to law school. It sucks. Being a lawyer sucks. Just don't do it. Anyway. Ooh, I have friends. I have visitors.
I'm coming to offer advice as well.
Excellent. And are you here to offer advice too?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. It's a party now. And I don't see anyone calling in, so any of your listeners, don't be shy. You don't even have to give your real name. We can do fake names here. We can do no names at all here. We just need your questions. But anyway, what I was saying was, I've had an advice platform before and no one to actually give advice to, because I wrote an advice column for the university paper. But very few people ever wrote in to ask questions, so I had to think, okay, what problems are people likely having, and how can I concoct, you know, 500 words worth of advice this week for you? Well, hope it helps. It's a lot more fun when people call in and participate.
What kind of advice do you want to give?
Like I said, anything and everything. Sex, love, relationships, your broken computer.
Nice.
You know, like I said, if I know the answer, I'll give it up straight. If I don't know the answer, I'll pretend I do know the answer.
She probably shouldn't have offered broken computer, because that would have everybody calling in for that.
And that's also the piece of advice I'm most likely to completely bullshit. Sure, yes, just install, you know, Windows Antivirus 2010 from any of those sketchy sites that you see at the top of your Google results. That'll get all your viruses away. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No calls yet?
No calls yet.
Come on, somebody's out there.
I'm going to try and log on to IRC, because if I can log on to IRC... And you're too shy to call
we
us.
We will make them call. Well, but I do believe Handler's around. He needs to be speaking up, and I know he has advice something.
Oh, yeah, Handler.
Girl advice.
Handler, you need to call us.
He's got a new girlfriend.
Ooh. Go Handler. Although Handler fails because he's not here at Hope.
Exactly.
He was here 2 years ago, and it was awesome. He ran around with a box on his head. I have pictures. But Handler's not here this year, and that makes me sad. Now I'm drinking Club Mate. That's my second piece of advice for the day. Club Mate is delicious, and you should buy some.
Personally, I didn't like it.
Oh, one gets used to it. And it keeps you awake, which is good.
I just heard a call.
I heard a call, but I don't see anything on the computer screen. I can't answer anything.
Well, we gotta be a little bit patient.
Got it. It's gotta pass through.
Maybe.
And now I'm logged into IRC. Oh, we have a question in Pound Radio Statler. We have a couple of questions. One question. My question is, how do I fly to USA for the next Hope if it's too expensive? Rob a bank.
I say sell yourself.
Yeah, selling yourself is probably a little less likely to get you arrested than robbing a bank. I think Bunny's advice there is better. Another question. I was going to attend Hope and get there by Greyhound. It would have dropped me off at the Greyhound station about 2 blocks from Hotel Penn at 4 a.m., would it have been safe enough to walk from there to Hotel Penn at 4 a.m.? Totally. It's New York City. There's a ton of people walking around at all hours of the night. So yes, you can call us. That phone number again is 212-888-9033. Or you can log on to irc.2600.net and go into the chat room /Statler and ask your questions there. We have another question. What technology is used for doing the stream and how much bandwidth is required? I ask because I help out with a gamer conference around January and I want to get the panel streamed out to the internet to attract more attendees.
So essentially, we're streaming out at 64 kilobytes a second. We initially set up the max listeners at 300, and we ran into some issues, so we just bumped it up to 800. With 300 people listening, we were pushing approximately 20 megabit.
Neat. Oh, and we have another question. IRC is totally where it's at. How do I get free dead tree copies of Intel's no longer published CPU manuals? Use bookstores, maybe eBay, maybe if you find a non-dead tree copy, you can print it. I mean, I guess you'd have to pay for the paper, but you could always, like, steal a ream of paper from work. You know, as Scott Adams once titled one of his books, you can build a better life by stealing office supplies. Why did I choose to listen to this stream and go to a goth festival in the city? Because I'm awesome. That's why.
Maybe you could have said, Hope is awesome.
No, yes. Radio Statler is awesome.
Well, we are part of Radio Statler as well.
Yeah.
Hope is awesome.
We might be a little biased.
Part of Radio Statler? You're part of Hope. There we go.
Yeah. Right? Well, Hope is awesome. Radio Statler is awesome. And honestly, there are goth festivals more than once every 2 years. But Radio Statler and Hope are only once every 2 years. How do I get free tickets to the U.S. so I can see the next Hope conference?
Sell yourself.
Sell yourself, win the lottery, enter contests that, you know, airlines and things have. You know, there are contests you can win free tickets. Hello, Disable. He said hi to me on IRC. Question, how many floors does the conference span? Well, there are two floors where most of the conference stuff is going on. The talks are all on the 18th floor of the Hotel Pennsylvania. And then most of the rest of the stuff is going on in the mezzanine. You know, the lockpicking village, the hackerspaces area, Radio Statler, the hammocks to sleep in. That's all on the mezzanine floor. I'm ugly and old, so I can't sell myself. That is a long-held misconception. Anyone can sell themselves. Have you seen the crack whores on the south side of Chicago? There's no way you're as ugly and old as some of the crack whores on the south side of Chicago. How much does it cost to go to Hope? Ticket and a hotel and some food and stuff, so I know how much money I need for the next one. Well, if you buy the ticket, the ticket gets more expensive the closer to the con you buy it. Like, if you bought it around Christmas last year, it was only, I think, 50 or 55. And then the presale rate went up to 85. And then it's 100 at the door. Or you can give a talk, and that covers your ticket. Hotel, the con rate was $155 a night, I believe. Although, you don't necessarily have to incur that if you don't want to. You can either, you know, split the room with some friends or, you know, stay at a hostel, or if you have a friend in New York, you can stay there. Food, honestly, it depends on what you want to eat. I've spent very little on food so far. Just, you know, grabbed like a hot dog here or a burger there. But, you know, it's New York. You can find really cheap food if you want to. You can find really expensive food if you want to. And stuff. Stuff is the big problem.
There is a McDonald's literally next door to the Penn, which is always cheap.
Yeah, there's a McDonald's, there's Tim Hortons, there's like all kinds of random food that doesn't cost a lot of money here. Are there any torrents of talks available yet? I have no idea.
I do believe AT Geek is doing that again. I don't know, he should be in that chat room and should be able to answer that.
Yeah, he says, Dave, I believe so, yes. Question, why don't you want to be a lawyer? Well, basically, it sucks. I graduated law school in 2008. I actually went to the last Hope a week and a half before I took the bar exam, which was kind of crazy, but whatever. I worked as a lawyer for about 7 months, and it just wasn't as satisfying as playing with computers, and not all lawyers, but most lawyers are just total douchebags, and they're not the kind of people that I had much of anything in common with and enjoyed being around, so I decided, screw this, I'm going into IT instead, and it's been a lot better for my sanity. There was a Ustream video feed of Hope earlier, and it was the 8-bit concert. Any plans of having another stream during the rest of the conference?
Actually, now I look at it, yeah, that should actually be streaming, but it's not. Because their cameras are not on.
Ah.
Maybe I can fix that.
So they need to go turn on their camera again. What is the wire deep hum on the stream? Never mind, it stopped. I don't know, I wasn't really hearing that hum, but I'm kind of oblivious in time. Question, are you doing Who's Slide at Hope or DEF CON? Unfortunately not. I should have thought to do some slides and try and get a Who's Slide going here, but I was stupid and didn't. And as for DEF CON, I'm actually not going to be at DEF CON because some idiot decided that it would be cool to have Maker Faire the same weekend as DEF CON. And so I'm actually going to be at Maker Faire instead because Pumping Station 1 is doing a Power Wheels derby there and I had already promised I would help with that. So, yeah, I'm definitely not doing it at DEF CON because, well, I'm going to be at Maker Faire. Although I need to do Who's Slide again because I did it at Nauticon. For anyone who doesn't know, Who's Slide is it anyway? It's basically PowerPoint karaoke. You get up in front of a room full of people, you get five slides that you've never seen before in your life and don't make any sense, and you improvise a talk about it. And I made all the slides for that at Nauticon this year, and my god, that was fun. And tell us how much you love your new job. I love my new job. It's my first time working with computers. I mean, I'm working in a data center, you know, doing the graveyard shift, fixing computers and, you know, doing installs and basically doing whatever random clients ask us to do. And I love it. I get to play around with computers. And sure, you know, sometimes it gets a little frustrating, like the one time when someone sent us a server in a box that was way too big for it and decided that like five drugstore bags would be enough for padding. So it was kind of a mess. And then it was like, yeah, we want you to install Windows 2000 Workstation on this. And it was so old that we had to, you know, update the service packs to even get the network interface card drivers to work. Oh, it was a mess. But I love it. Like, just random silly things happen, and it makes me happy. And I like the people there a lot better. All right. Something about big blue balls. Yes, we all know about you and your balls, punk rock. That was what his Who's Slide talk at Nauticon centered on. His balls. Punk rock's balls are legendary. She didn't answer my question about the rat bots. I'm sorry, could you post your question again? Then I'll answer your question about the rat bots. There's just a lot of stuff going on in IRC and I get to talking. Hope is better than DEF CON, isn't it? I don't like saying one con is better than the other. I've been to Hope, I've been to DEF CON, I've been to a ton of cons. They're all a lot of fun. Hope is completely different from DEF CON. Like, Hope feels a lot more organic. DEF CON is really one big party. And there's really places for that for both. I mean, more than anything, I like the people that I see at cons. And I see a lot of people I love at Hope, and I see a lot of people I love at DEF CON. Was there no Nauticon this year? Yes, there was a Nauticon this year. I was at Nauticon. Punk Rock talked about his balls at Nauticon. Have the rat bots taken over the Hope network yet? Not that I know of. Question, I'm going to a job interview for a company whose website uses words like solutions and feels extremely commercial. I have doubts whether I want to work for them or not. My advice is go to the job interview and suss out the people. Like, sometimes, you know, they'll have kind of a douchey website, and the people there will be total douchebags. And sometimes they'll have kind of a douchey website, but that's only because, you know, one of their web designers or one of their marketing people is a total douchebag, and the rest of the people there are cool. So my advice is to go to the job interview, check it out, see how you get along with the people that are interviewing you, see how you like the environment there, and make a decision then. I mean, nothing says that if you go to the job interview and you get the job that you actually have to take it. So show up, suss it out. Wikipedia indicates last Nauticon was 2009. Well, Wikipedia is wrong. I hate to tell you this, but sometimes people are wrong on the internet. Have you been to a CCC Congress in Germany or to one of the camps? Yes and yes. I went to 2063 last year, and I actually also went to HAR last year. And both of them were utterly and completely awesome. And I can't wait to go to another Congress, and I can't wait to go to another camp. Hopefully I'll be able to make the CCC camp next year. Is Hope worth flying across the Atlantic to attend?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. No, Hope is awesome. I didn't have to fly across the Atlantic to go, but it was totally worth flying up here from Chicago. I'm having an awesome time, and if you're not here, you should totally be here.
There's plenty of people that come in from across some ocean to be here. One of just one, I think only one of our Our volunteers, they're in from the Netherlands.
Oh, actually, wow. Actually, I think two are.
So we got Nemo.
Yep.
So two in from the Netherlands, and I'm trying to think of anybody else. And they're actually first-time hopers, and they also joined with us.
Nice.
Shocker.
How did they compare? The CCC Congress in Germany, one of the camps. I mean, again, it's a completely different environment than... Well, yes and no. I mean, the environment is different, but the thing that hit me the most when I went to the camp is even though it was a different environment and we had, you know, people from all these different countries speaking all these different languages, it just convinced me that a hacker is a hacker is a hacker. Like, be it, like, whether you're from the States or the Netherlands or Germany or anywhere, you know, hackers are people who are, you know, interested in pushing technology or pushing some kind of field to its bounds. And no matter where you're from, like, everyone at these cons, these camps, just has that spirit, and it's awesome.
Is it worth annoying the wife to come?
Absolutely.
Yes. Bring her with.
Bring her. She'll love it. If the felon turned up at Hope in a stolen car and gave you a chipped cell phone with unlimited calls as a gift, would you go on a date with him even though his hobby is having sex in the river with fat skanks on a church Sunday? No.
Wow.
That's awful. That one wouldn't make it through the phone.
I would not go on a date with him, even if he gave me a chipped cell phone with unlimited calls. I'm quite happy with my cell phone plan the way it is, and I'm not in the mood to have sex with a skeezy skank.
Where's all the phone calls? Phone calls.
Why aren't people calling 212-888-9033? Don't understand it. I don't hear phones ringing in the background. Call now. Should we just keep blabbering on until we start hearing phones?
Nemesis loves to think she can have a geeky girlfriend. Geeky girlfriends are fun.
That's why we go to hacker cons. To find them.
Hey, Nikod.
Hey, we got a cooter.
Hello.
We got a
come
cooter
join
has
us.
Just came in.
We have another visitor.
Cooter. So, Cooter was listening. Cooter's mom, rephrase this, was listening to us earlier. Did you know that?
I'm not surprised.
It was,
I hear a phone.
Shoot, what talk was that? It was when we were talking about your dad's name. And trying to figure out the middle name. She texted. Who was that?
Yeah.
Was it you?
It's Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was there during the IRC talk. Yeah. She texted us to let us know.
Question. I was looking into building my own TV Be Gone kit, but haven't ever attempted putting together electronics before on a circuit board. Does Hope have a table or people there that would be willing to show me how to put one together? And
yes.
After Hope is over, where would you recommend to go for help? Yes, Hope does have a hackerspace area, and there are lots of friendly people who will help teach you to solder. I know Mitch Altman is there, I know Jimmy Rogers is there, and they're perfectly willing to teach people how to solder. They love it. They're awesome. As for After Hope, I recommend if you have a hackerspace anywhere near you, you should probably check out your local hackerspace. I mean, most hackerspaces have open days, open hours, where you don't even have to be a member to show up then. And there are always people at hackerspaces who are willing to teach you how to solder or teach you how to do anything else that they know how to do. What's the point of the phone calls? To call in and talk to us, because we love you.
Please. I don't think, have we had any callers?
No,
none of them have come on the screen.
We've heard the phone ring two times, but nothing came to us.
Okay, that sucks.
Do you think it's true that Mr. Keel has invented a time
working?
Machine and is really future rodent? No.
No Keel. Go away.
What's your view on HP's version of Spanning Tree Protocol on their low-end kit?
Ooh, you answer.
I don't like Spanning Tree to begin with, so I'm not even going to comment. Why?
Are the Mythbusters at Hope again this year? Unfortunately,
sadly,
not.
No. He did, if you go to the Hope forums and you look around, somewhere in there someone posted an email that they had contacted Savage, and he replied with a very sad no. And he requested to put up the email, because apparently he's gotten a lot of emails right before Hope asking if he's going to be back. So there's an email somewhere on there, it's been copied from him saying why he couldn't come.
Is this being read by Radio Statler? Yes.
We are Radio Statler.
Yeah, three of us in here are Radio Statler.
Oh. We have a phone call.
Oh, yay.
Okay, put it on. Click.
Hello?
Hey, Pat, you are on the air.
Hi, Pat.
Uh-oh.
Are you here?
Yeah, I'm going to go out there and figure out what's going on.
Uh-oh, hold on, Pat. Don't hang up.
Stay on the line. We can't hear you yet, but we want to hear you, and we're going to fix it so we can hear you, because we love you.
Very much.
With cleverer ways that weren't limited by the speed at which they could make motors rotate and, you know, all kinds of things along those lines.
Is there a set address for the phone number instead of PSTN?
They started realizing that they had to regulate it in such a way to create a system where everyone would have their own channels.
Just pop open
and so
the door
if you can imagine, the legal framework behind early radio was
that person being Nixoff, cough, cough. Nixoff,
and you have
cough,
one lane where all the baby monitors
work.
And you have another lane where all the CB operators work.
I'm Sleekwa.
And Cooter is just coming back in the
window. And then, like, you have another lane where all the AM radio stations are working. So everyone gets their own lane. No one can go in each other's lane because, well, that would be terrible. So that was the basis of early radio regulation.
Cooter is not helping.
But
Cooter,
Cooter is not good.
What happened was that, you know, and that worked for a long time.
We have
more
someone
and more
in IRC
frequencies became
us
usable, and more and more, you know, technology came along.
No, I'm not.
No,
but
I'm not either.
One problem with it was most of the time people weren't really using those frequencies.
Question.
I mean, your baby monitor is on all the time, but usually the baby is
not
crying, and so no real information is going over it.
I like girls.
Your garage door opener, there's a special frequency for it, but usually you're not opening and closing your garage.
I like everybody.
Oh, come on.
Come on, we got three calls waiting. We want to talk to
them. We have callers waiting. Come on, Nick.
Bunny is hot. I'd marry her if it were legal.
If it were legal? Wait a minute. Wait, why isn't it legal?
Maybe it's a girl.
Do we have a caller now?
Who says I'm hot?
No.
No?
No.
Who says I'm hot?
Try to pick up one of the callers. Pick up.
Can you hear
try
me?
Like this one?
Try another one.
Yeah, add people. No problems.
Hello?
Can you
is
hear me?
Is anyone on the line?
Hello?
We can have can phone call?
Is there a punk rock on the line that can hear us?
I won't give
Disable
up.
Disable says, Rogue Clown, something is wrong with the stream.
Well, you can hear us. Can you?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yay, radio is back. It's fixed.
Well, that was fast.
Bunny is an adult or she wouldn't be drinking alcohol. What?
Hello? We have, like, four people
Wait
sitting in the conference, and we can't talk to any of them. This sucks.
How do people know I'm drinking alcohol?
I don't know.
Hello?
Who knows I'm drinking alcohol?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Kane said, Bunny is an adult.
I can hear you, but
alcohol.
You can't
how do we
hear
know I'm
me.
Alcohol?
And this usually
Hello,
happens
can
with
you
Bell,
hear me
but
now?
This is the landline.
There's someone stalking you.
Someone's stalking me. How do they know I have alcohol? Like,
Hello?
Oh. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Punk Rock.
Hi! Are you calling to talk about your balls?
No.
Well, what are you calling
about,
then?
If you want to bring my balls up, you're more than welcome to.
We got a caller.
I'm stuck up here in Rochester, New York. I'm procrastinating from painting my house, and I ended up listening to you guys.
Well, that's not such a bad thing. But you're in New York. You can drive. You can hitchhike.
Yes, you should drive down
right.
from Rochester and come say hi to us.
I know I could be there in like 5 hours, but...
Do it.
We'll be here
in 5 hours.
I don't know if my car would make it.
If you drive,
there's only one way to find out.
If you drive extra fast, you can catch my talk.
What time's your talk at?
Eight.
Eight? Who's this?
Hmm?
Who's my talk?
This is Rogue Clown.
What's your talk on?
Oh, sorry. You sound totally different on Skype. So yeah, what is your talk on?
My talk is actually about how the hacker community can be more welcoming to new people.
Oh, did you update it from the Nauticon talk?
Yes, I did. I mean, it has some of the same content as the Nauticon, but I've updated it as well based on interesting conversations that I had with people at Nauticon and afterwards. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. So you should come to talk at the Rochester Student Summit in
October. It is in October. I'll need to figure out something to talk about.
I still wait. I really want to know who that was that knows I'm drinking. And who knows that I'm of legal age.
So we can officially take calls if you want to call us. 212-888-9033.
No, Pat, that was we attempted to talk to you. Call us back.
Yes, the phones are working, so please call us. We love you. And I'm going to keep saying that until more people call. We love you. We love you.
I still want to know how people are stalking me.
Is that beer?
Ew. Yeah, it's coffee-flavored beer. I just finished
it. Oh, coffee stout. I love coffee stout.
And I want to know how they knew I was drinking beer.
Well, you either are drinking
Bunny,
beer.
Maybe it's a good guess that you would be drinking alcohol. Knew.
I think we got a peephole camera in here. You probably put it there, didn't you? You perv.
Because, of course, yeah, we're all naked.
We are. Yeah. Well, I'm pantsless. I got my shirt. So.
I'm not drinking alcohol. I'm just drinking Club Mate. I had a lot of alcohol to drink last night, so I'm taking it easy this afternoon. Then again, if you were listening to Radio Salar, you probably heard me drunk last night on the radio.
We got another caller.
Oh.
It's Pat. It's Pat.
It's Pat. It's Pat. Get Pat. Her. Or him.
Hello, you're on Radio Statler.
Pat?
Pat? Bueller?
Bueller.
Uh-oh. So we can get Punk Rock, who's on Skype. We're having problems with Pat.
What's going on?
Why are you... I don't know.
And why is
My side's working fine. That must be Nick's office problem.
And why is Punk Rock calling back again?
Yeah, get him back on the air.
Okay. I'm going to get rid of Pat.
Hello? Punk Rock?
Maybe your site isn't working.
Are you there?
I blame Nixoft. Nixoft, if you're listening, you need to get in here now.
Well, we had him through once. Now we can't get him again.
Help?
Yeah, it all just broke.
Nope.
There's a phone.
There's a phone.
See if it gets patched through.
Doubt it.
This isn't as awesome as we wanted.
Yeah, is there anything coming on IRC that we can talk about?
We got another call there. Who's that?
Oh.
Let's see.
Let's try this one.
Oh.
Hey, we have a caller.
Oh, hi.
And I know that noise. That was Telefreak.
Hello?
That was the Telefreak con noise.
Hi.
Hi, this is Big Cam. Can you hear me?
Oh, he's really quiet.
Yeah, we can hardly hear you. You're very quiet.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Did we just join a Telefreak conference call?
Does that sound any better now?
No, it's still pretty quiet.
Dang it.
Here.
I wanted to call in and feel love.
Can you turn up the volume for our callers? That would be awesome. We got more callers. Hurry up, turn the volume up. This Punk Rock is very persistent. Yeah. I think he likes you.
Pat is too. Oh, and we got Rez now. Look at all this.
Oh, I know Rez.
Lots of people calling in. And
I know Rez.
Who's Rez?
Rez is from Telefreak.
This was all quite mad.
Oh, he's so quiet. Can we get their volume turned up?
Huh?
The callers are really quiet. We're having so many problems hearing him. We got someone. He's so quiet. It's hard to hear.
I will work on it.
Awesome.
My stream level is like maxed out for the call, so it can go up any further.
Okay, whoever's on the phone, scream really loud at us. You can do it.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Did he hang up on us?
No. Although I can get someone else on.
Pull up Rez. Because they're calling from Telefreak now.
Oh. No!
What'd you do? Everybody's gone! They disappeared!
Are you still with us?
What's the Telefreak con?
I think that sound is on, like, most asterisk.
What's it? Are you in Telefreak channel?
I don't think I'm in there right now. Let me...
Hop in there, because apparently they're calling in. Okay, we're going to have one channel.
Telefreak!
We got another caller on there. Is there a caller? No. Hello?
Ignore this. That's... That's the one that's actually going out to on the air. That's not the color.
Oh.
That's a fake color.
It's a fake color?
Yeah, this software was kind of put together at the very last minute, so it's not pretty.
So are we still trying?
We're still trying to get college.
Okay, well, there's still Pat. He keeps anyone trying to
going
call back.
To, anyone going to Edinburgh, UK for the Fringe Festival? They need loads of hackers. I'm not. I should get to the UK at some point, though. I've never been.
Oh, yeah, Bunny. Ark, I wanted to talk to you about the next show that we're doing. I don't know if I want to say that out over the air, but...
At 5?
Yes.
Oh, what do you mean? They're all coming up here at 5 minutes.
Okay.
Well, at 5 minutes still, sorry.
They're going to be up here in 5 minutes. We better be ready. It's okay. So, he probably heard that, if not.
Is he listening?
If you have any more questions, you can post them in poundradio-statler on irc.2600.net.
Hey, look at that.
That was like almost like a commercial.
Radio Statler.
Radio Statler, listen to us, because we love you.
I think I just played with someone's volume. I'm sorry
for
doing that.
I think you played with mine.
Does it sound okay?
Testes, one,
it's just your
two,
it's just your
three.
Earphone volume. It's just your earphone volume.
Yeah, I hear it now.
Okay.
Do we have any more questions yet?
Yeah,
question, if hackers were to hack a woman's vibrator, what sort of extra features would you suggest? Remote control.
Wireless.
Yes. Wireless remote control.
And a further distance. So, the wireless now, you have to be, a foot from them. Make it, out of the house.
Yeah, no, I'm currently working on one that can be controlled over the internet, actually.
That'll work.
That would be a lot of fun.
I don't really
know. I haven't gotten it to work yet. I think the biggest problem is, getting it. I need to figure out a way to I need to figure out how I'm going to make it such that, it's not just any random Joe on the internet who finds the website can screw around with my vibrator.
That would be fun.
That was kind of like a pun, too. To screw around with your vibrator. Don't you want to screw around with the vibrator?
I want people to screw around with the vibrator, but I don't want any random...
That might make for a good porn site, actually. You might be able to make money on that.
Oh, totally.
ControlMyVibrator.com.
ControlMyOrgasm.com.
Oh.
MakeMeCome.com.
There's really not that much left that they have not done with sex toys.
Somebody posted, just, vibrator be gone. No! I don't want my vibrator to be gone. I want it to work. I want it to stay. Vibrators are awesome. I need to have, right now I'm not working on the one I'm working on is pretty small. Although, what I really need to do at some point is make an internet-controllable Hitachi magic wand. That would be the best thing ever. Question, why is your voice so sweet? I could listen to it for years. I don't know. It just is. VK, is there really such a thing as a G-spot? Yes. Yes, there is. And it feels really good when you touch it. Okay, so the answer is vibrators need better encryption. Exactly.
They also need better controls. Because they die out so soon and then you just have on and off.
Yeah. And it's nice to be able to vary the speed a little more than just on and off.
I think our callers gave up.
Okay, where is it? The G-spot.
We gave up too on ourselves.
Well, basically this sounds really stupid, but the way to find it is, put your finger in, if you put your finger in a woman's vagina facing forward and kind of make a come hither motion with your finger, that's about where it is.
Put that much in and you go up like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You go into the second knuckle. Second knuckle, middle knuckles, and then you just curve upward.
Yep. And there's your G-spot.
You can tell. It feels different than the rest.
But when vibrators are cryptographically authenticated, the government will do load shedding to save energy when you think you've used too much. Yeah, and that's when all of the women are going to revolt.
Vibrators are in addition to guys, not replacements for them. They serve, you know, they serve different purposes. Or playing with vibrators and other people at the same time can be a lot of fun. Yes, yes, we are pervs. Oh, hi!
Hey, Rogue, what's up?
Not a whole lot, how are you?
Would you care to introduce me since this is your program?
Yes, we now have another guest in here, Mr. Nick Farr, the only one in Radio Settler who's wearing a suit.
Who's wearing clothes, actually.
Oh, yes, because the rest of us are naked, that's right.
Totally.
Except for Bunny. Bunny's just pantsless. So, are you here to ask a question, or are you here to dispense advice?
I really don't know why I'm here.
Because being on the radio is awesome.
I got dragged out of doing some very mission-critical things for the conference because they told me, Nick, Rogue needs to see you. So I thought, this is something mission-critical. Then the next thing I knew, I was in an isolation booth. And this is the first time I've seen you at this conference. And I'm surprised you're not wearing an Eric Michaud Touch My Life t-shirt.
I have the shirt, but I didn't get it until the middle of the day. And I was already wearing this shirt.
So clue me in. You're dispensing advice right now.
I am dispensing advice
What sorts of bad advice are you dispensing to people?
All kinds of bad advice.
We just finished talking about the G-spot.
Yeah. People on IRC were asking us about vibrators, so we were talking about G-spots and vibrators for a while.
Okay.
Vibrators need better encryption.
Okay. So what's happening in the channel as it was?
Someone just said, all the hacker girls here are trans, no fair. What? Does trusted computing apply to vibrators? We'll let Nick answer this one.
Well, considering that in these kinds of intimate interactions, if you trust your finances to trusted computing, why can't you trust your sex toys? Pretty soon the Surgeon General will be issuing standards on trusted sex toy platforms.
So not just any random guy on the internet can turn your vibrator on and off?
Is that what... Because the thing is, that's a feature sometimes. when it really boils down to it, that can be a feature. So I actually haven't seen you all conference. Did you just get here? What's going on? You were never in the Hackerspace Village. You never came to say hi to me in the volunteer coordinator thing. I didn't see you in Jake Applebaum's keynote.
No, I got here about middle of the day yesterday, and I was running around, and then I went on the radio around 8 p.m., and got stupid drunk and passed out for a very long time.
So for an isolation booth, this is not very silent.
No, it's not.
How did that happen? Because they spent a lot of time building it.
I don't know.
It's missing a roof, but you still can't hear a lot of that on the air.
Oh, okay.
It does a pretty good job.
Oh, okay. I guess that's good.
Warning, the vibrator you are attempting to access is signed by an untrusted source. Continue.
Oh, dear. So how many people are listening right now?
We're up to 120, it looks like.
So you're boring the pants off of 120 people.
Hey, we're not boring the pants off of them.
Well, how are they supposed to use their vibrators with their pants on?
You can stick a vibrator down inside your pants and turn it on.
You can do that while you're listening to the radio.
Oh, dear goodness. So can you explain to me where these Eric Michaud t-shirts came from?
It comes from a conversation, as far as I know, they came from a conversation that Christina and Deviant were having about, you know, how they could say that Eric Michaud changed their life. And then I think it was Deviant decided it would be really funny to put that on a t-shirt, and so he made t-shirts.
Very nice.
And they have pictures of Eric Michaud, and it says, Eric Michaud changed my life.
So are there any unanswered questions that need answering?
Let's check IRC.
Because I'm just going to open this up since I'm in a closed room.
There's a caller again. Do we want to try?
Yes, let's try.
Okay. Do I have to put on headphones? Do I have to put these on?
Yes. Oh, can I borrow
Hello?
One? Can I borrow one?
Oh. Hello?
Hi! Who is this?
Hello! Hello, Bunny.
Well, that wasn't me, but this is Bunny, but that was her. That was Rogue.
Oh, well, hey to you too there.
Hello.
What's going on? It's Rez, just calling in to say hello.
Yeah, see, Rez is one of those people that I call my stalkers on IRC. He loves to talk to me.
Yeah, well,
thank you for your persistence.
You're
stalking
very
Bunny,
welcome.
But calling us.
I appreciate you punching me through. I'm currently listening to Radio Statler on my new Debian Linux box, Mem Player. Console only, no GUI, no graphical overhead. Fun. I would like to make one statement about Keel being a futuristic rodent. I have confirmed through WikiLeaks that not only is Keel a futuristic rodent, but I am also a retroactive bee. Sounds like you all are having a great time out there or up there. I'm currently stuck here in Florida for some, unfortunately. But hopefully next hope I can make it around. I don't know what you're going to call the next hope. Are you going to call it like the hope after the next hope? Or the
I have
hope?
No idea what they're going to call
the next hope.
The homeless hope.
I think they should call the next hope.
More hope. More, of course, spelled M-O-A-R, because that would be Wildcatty, and I'm kind of obsessed with the Wildcats.
Actually, I do have some inside information like that. I don't know if I'm allowed to share it or not.
We won't tell.
Okay, it's just between us.
And the radio.
The four of us and the some hundred-odd listeners. It's actually still being decided. They haven't come to a complete decision yet, but because Emmanuel usually doesn't make decisions until the very last moment. But it seems like the next hope may be called the final hope, depending on what the status of the hotel's demolition status is. Because, you know, we can't hold Hotel Pennsylvania anywhere except here in New York, apparently, which I don't personally agree is the case. But
I kind of feel like God.
No, wait, we already pulled that off. Was it yesterday? Yesterday when we got the echoing? Yeah, when we first all got on. We already put off the joke. You can't pull it off again.
What, just adding reverb to something?
Well, there's to get it to play, like, the soundboard to play sounds that we can hear it. It makes us all echo. And I can't remember who it was. Oh, it was Blue. Cobalt was in here, and he pulled it off. He was like, I feel like, completely pulled it off.
You know, I mentioned this in the IRC. You're the last old music that I heard. It sounded like Boards of Canada went crazy with the xylophone. It was kind of cool at first, and then it was like, God, I wish that music would just stop and transition to a different track. But before I go, I would like to make one plug. I'd like to give a shout-out to everybody in Telefreak on 2600 IRC, and also Florida 2600 does not get any notation anywhere. So #FL2600 on IRC, .net if you're from Florida or plan on being anywhere near. We need more people.
Just a quick note, have you actually written meetings at 2600.com?
I have had meetings, but they kind of fell apart too quickly for me to really have it going long enough to really be noted on the website.
No. If you want to get your meeting noted in the magazine and on the website, you have to actually send an email.
I did. And they said, well, you know, keep it going, keep us updated. And we had like two meetings, and then it was basically dead. So.
Okay, because, I mean, even a lot of meetings have started just by one or two people being in the same spot at the same time every month and being obvious. I mean, if I went with three coworkers in my suits to the coffee shop where I said the 2600 meeting was, people would not find us. You have to actually be somewhat obvious. Wear a 2600 t-shirt, have your laptop out, have some crazy radio gear. Go ahead.
I was given the impression, or maybe I just presumed, that you kind of have to keep them going for them to keep the listing going. Maybe I was incorrect on that. But
you do have to keep going, because if they get one email from you saying, oh, hi, we had a meeting, blah, 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 but nobody showed up, and then they get two emails from people saying, hey, we went to this meeting that was in the magazine and nobody showed up, you're going to get delisted, because they don't want to put inaccurate information out there, and 2600 doesn't have the resources to fly to all the 2600 meetings everywhere in the world to make sure that they're still there. They rely on the people who email meetings, and the people who are the loudest and email them the most are the ones, you know, are how those decisions on what's going to be in the magazine get made. You actually, even meetings that have been around forever and have tons of people, still have to write meetings at 2600.com. You know, back in the day, my meeting in Ann Arbor when I was going to the University of Michigan got delisted one time. And we had a vibrant meeting where there was always consistently 20 people there at 5 o'clock. Always, you know, around 30 or 40 would straggle in around dinner time, and we would be going until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. 1 month we got delisted. We wondered, like, why? You know, what was the reason? It was because they hadn't heard from us. Everybody out there, if you have a 2600 meeting, write meetings at 2600.com to say, hey, we're still here and we're alive and we're vibrant and kicking it.
Oh, totally. I totally get what you're saying, man. I totally got it.
And,
all right.
And one more thing.
Gerbil, cactus, cactus.
Go to the meeting. Be there every Friday at 5 o'clock and it be obvious about who you are. And talk to people. Like, if someone looks like they're kind of lost and looking for the meeting, say, hey, are you looking for the 2600 meeting? I'm so-and-so. Have a website, push it out there. And it's hard. You may have to be at that meeting the first Friday every month by yourself for 6 or 7 months before you actually get a crew of people going. And once you get your crew of people...
you live in a small area like I live, it's like, you know, you really have to keep it going before, you know, you really get people into it. But once you explain what it is and what it's all about, and you know, you're not out to, you know, terrorize the internet and DDoS everybody, you know, and smurf the whole planet. Well, then I guess people realize, you know, it's really more about information, about freedom of being able to find that information, not just the freedom of the information being out there, but, you know, learning from other people in the community and learning what it's all about and learning how to improve their own lives through technology rather than just, you know, conglomerizing everything in their life through Google, you know.
Okay, Rez, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to give Rogue your show back now.
You're totally welcome. Florida 2600 on IRC.
Love you, Rogue.
Nick Farr saying bye. Everyone on the radio, say bye to Nick Farr.
Bye.
Bye. All right, let's see if we have any. Let's see if we have any questions on IRC. How to make the media pay attention to a show?
Be interesting.
Depends on what kind of media you mean. Mass media, be well-funded and be stupid and pander to the lowest common denominator and you'll probably get very far. You know, people, like, actual good stuff that people care about, yeah. Be interesting. Talk to people. Word of mouth. Like, if... this is one thing. I suck at publicity. A lot. You missed the bit about gerbil cactus. I don't know what they're talking... I know what cactus is. I don't know about gerbil, though. Well, I know Roy Gerbil, but that's about it. Does anybody else have any questions? The phone lines are still open. You can call us at 212-888-9033. Or ask us questions in IRC on irc.2600.net. Room /Radio-Sattler. Oh, and we have a question. Can you talk a little bit about Pumping Station 1? How many members? What's going on this summer? Well, for anyone who doesn't know, Pumping Station 1 is the hackerspace in Chicago. And I live in Chicago. I'm a member of the hackerspace. I actually helped start it. As far as what's going on this summer, the big thing that we have coming up is we're running the Power Racing Series at Maker Faire Detroit. People from hackerspaces all over the country are building and modding out Power Wheels, like the kids' toys, Power Wheels cars. And, oh, we have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, I'm Parkway the Mad, one of Bunny's other stalkers.
What about stalkers? Bunny's other stalker?
Yeah.
Bunny's not in the room anymore.
Yeah, Bunny had to leave.
Aww.
I'm sorry. There's no more Bunny. It's just us.
Aww. See, there's this lag of like 30 seconds or a minute on the stream.
What? Did you speak up? You're very quiet.
There's a lag of like 30 plus seconds on the stream.
Yeah, that's normal. You just gotta talk to us on the phone.
Also, I suck at differentiating between different people's voices.
Ah. Yeah, no, I mean, there's usually a lag when stuff's streamed on the internet, usually a couple of seconds at least, so.
Yeah, anyways. I'll just go back the next time Slushing might be on.
Okay. Talk to you later. All right, we're good. Anyway, I was in the process of answering the question about Pumping Station 1. Pumping Station 1 is a hackerspace in Chicago. It's on the kind of the near northwest side. It's in the Avondale neighborhood at the corner of Elston, Roscoe, and Sacramento. And we have a lot of cool stuff going on. The big thing I was saying this summer that we have going on is a power racing series where people from different hackerspaces are modding out, like, the kids' toys, Power Wheels cars, and there's going to be a series of races at Maker Faire Detroit that people are going to race these Power Wheels in, and we'll see which hackerspace reigns supreme. So people have been really busy with that at our space, you know, getting all of the logistics in order, building out our car. And yeah, so right now it's basically very much a tizzy to get that and other people's personal projects ready for Maker Faire, because Maker Faire is in 2 weeks. And as far as how many members we have, I think I don't know the count just offhand, but I think right now we have about 40 members, and we have a lot of people like coming in and out. Question: how do you get rid of online stalkers and creepy people? It's difficult because, well, they're stalkerish and they're creepy, and sort of the definition of a stalker is someone that, you know, stays around and is kind of hard to get rid of. If it gets really bad and you know who they are, you can, you know, always, I don't know. I don't like saying call the cops, and if it gets really bad, you know, it's probably a good idea to do, other than, you know, finding them and beating them up yourself and quite possibly getting arrested for it. Ignore them is probably the best way. I mean, don't give them the attention that they so badly crave. Let's see, do we have any other question? Rogue, were you a lawyer? Yes, unfortunately. That was the worst decision of my life, and I am not a lawyer anymore. But I was. Let's see. Do-do-do-do. Coming through IRC, seeing if you guys have asked me any more interesting or awesome questions.
Come on, 3 minutes.
Yes, you have 3 minutes to get your questions in. So go on IRC or call us at 212-888-9033. And no, we don't have 3 minutes. I've got to shut up now. All right, and that appears to be the end of the show. I'm getting the, oh, hi, there are more people here. So thank you all for listening. We love you. Talk to you later.
Get so set on such a narrow line. You do what the teachers say. Well, they've gone away. And all they've left you with is one big lie, intended to keep us sane until we wake. So don't go chasing shots of whiskey every day. With all you wanted and love strangled into gray. Do you fight what's real? Do you want to fucking feel? But you can't. Bear such weight, the so-called healthy life. You do what the doctors say, one dose each day.
Hi, this is Argo with another slice of Statler. I'm here talking with Lexicon, who has too many responsibilities at this convention to really get into any detail without you taking the next half hour. But in this case, we'll be talking about the theme of this convention.
Hello!
All right, so the Last Hope was actually the Last Hope with the funereal theme. Obviously, now it was not actually the funeral of Hope, so...
Yeah, I really hated all the dark, morbid stuff, so I was pushing from the beginning back in October.